Hey, After Buzzers, we're back here talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tonight's episode is called Showdown at Villa Rosa. We're all ready to talk about it. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You're like,
Am I the only one? Yes, it's the dance.
I'm doing a shoulder movement.
No.
We can't play the actual song.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina, and we're so excited to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leon.
I'm Amanda Terry.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
All right, let's just get right into it. This was an explosive episode.
The ending. It was a happy ending.
It makes up for the whole thing.
It does.
Yes. So before we dive right into it, what are your thoughts about this episode?
Oh, my God. Ken is... He's got some nerve to be talking to women like that.
I mean, it's not his first time.
Yes, it's not his first time. Yeah. Cynthia?
It was probably one of my favorite episodes of all times because...
Yes.
Yeah, literally, I felt so sick to my stomach after I saw the ending.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's your favorite?
Yes. Because that's what I've been waiting
for. 12-year relationship.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
This is what I've been waiting for. This kind of drama. Because I haven't seen it.
This was explosive.
Yes.
We'll get to it tonight. We're going to talk about it. We have some tweets for you. We have a really cool section that we're going to be sharing some books. So the episode really starts off just kind of recapping last week. Denise is married now. We went through the 2-day rush wedding. She talks about her daughter, you know, kind of feeling like they're a family now. And it's kind of great to see this, like, family unit that Denise has.
I'm so happy for her. And I love her husband. I think Aaron's, like, the perfect guy for her.
Perfect person.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
He's a super sweet guy. And I think that he's a little bit scared to be a dad, but I think he's, like, ready for it because he's just so, like, all in. I love it. I think he's so cute.
Yeah.
What do you think, Thomas?
I'm happy for Denise. I think that they're a great couple. Like what we said, you know, he's taken on her kids and has just played that role. Kind of reminds me of, for the people that are watching, the Orange County Housewife with Tamra and Eddie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know how he just kind of went in and kind of just became that rock for her?
Yes.
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% on that.
They have to be ready for something like that. That's like a huge life-changing, I don't know, like...
To not be a dad and then be a dad.
Yeah, right away. Like, that's... And
multiple
that means
kids.
That they love... Yeah, then they must love him.
So. What about you, Cynthia?
I'm just happy. I can tell that the daughter is kind of excited, this family. And, you know, maybe she hasn't seen that in a while. So it's kind of... I want to see what happens and unfolds with that.
Yeah, totally. Well, this episode, we're go back to talking about dogs. I know we took a break last week. We took a little bit of a break to not talk about this whole dog drama. But what we can say is that Lisa Vanderpump is excited about the Puppy Bowl, which is right before the Super Bowl. And it's so nice to see her in her element. I know people on our comments, thank you so much for all of your comments. People are torn right now. Some people love Lisa Vanderpump and some really think that she has expired on the show. So do you guys think that Lisa Vanderpump should continue on and still be part of this franchise? Because that's what a lot of people are talking about in the comments. So we might as well just go right into addressing it.
I think that she has been looking for an out for a while, and this is an opportunity that has presented itself because she is...
You really think she's been looking for an out?
Yeah, for sure.
She's over it?
Because they caught on to her back in the Munchausen days.
Mm.
People have really caught on to her after Yolanda and before she was able to get away with it. So now it's like, okay, how much longer can I get away with it? She can't. And this point, with the accountability coach, there's not a chance...
Gosh.
There's not a chance she's going to do well and not get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what's happening.
They're all coming to, like, agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Look
at Kyle.
But let's say we fast forward a year. Are we going to be sad that Lisa's not on it if she's not on it next season?
I love Lisa. She's always been, like, one of my absolute favorites. But you can see things changing. And, I mean, things change. People move on. People go to the next thing. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But I would still want to see her on it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it'd be the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills about her.
I don't think so either. Well, she's really talking about the Resolution 401 that she's been really focused on. And do you guys feel super connected with what she does with her dog charities and her events and things like that?
I do.
You do?
I do. I almost, like, started crying when I saw it get passed.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, I don't know if you guys are familiar, like, what actually happens at the Yulin Dog Festivals and stuff.
It's absolutely disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's absolutely horrible. So I get, like, super emotional about it, and I love animals, so I... I'm like all for her on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she kind of does with her events, is that she's very close to them. So that kind of mm-hmm. humanizes her a little bit, like, you know.
Oh, we know she's not like a demon. Like she, but
I mean, some people say that she is.
She can get bored. She's an old woman in Beverly Hills who's always been rich. And I mean, her kids are gone. She owns a bunch of stuff. Let's have some fun. Drink some rosé and call it a day. I just feel like she's just that type of person that she's not so different. I feel like a lot of people in that, I guess, they just told me to move my mic.
We try to do this eye code thing.
Thanks, yes. Steve. It just wasn't working, so I like to be transparent.
Yes. You have a point here.
I just think that she's someone that is not, it's not out of character. I think that she does have a heart. I think she is a person. She is a human being. She loves her family, friends, but she likes to manipulate, and maybe she just went a little bit too far.
Too far this season.
I mean, I beg to differ. I think she's sexy, man. I think she, I think I started watching this show because of her. I felt, this is my, I don't know what you guys think, but I felt like she was a woman with curves and like her age. She was just so like beautiful.
Vanderpump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just felt like, wow, like I could see myself in a tuxedo dress or a tuxedo suit. And in fashion, I loved watching her on the show. And that's the reason I did. And I loved her whole family, her dogs, and, you know, business minded. Like, that's what I loved about her. And I think her and Lisa Rinna are like sexy for their age. I mean, that's just me, but
all the women are. They totally are.
I noticed when we were watching, we just finished watching the episode, you guys noticed that Lisa threw some shade at Teddy. She even called her the B word, and I know you guys reacted towards that. So what did you think about the way that she's
What did she say? She said she was an utter B, and then remember she said something else, and I was like,
that's what I actually was waiting for you to talk about.
I can't remember. What? Oh my God. It was so mean. Like, when, remember, Jen?
It was about money, right?
She said they make her measly $1,000 or something.
And yeah, like, she was like, okay, well, she did a few events that raised a few thousand. Big
deal.
It was
just, that was so much shade. Like, charity's charity. Like, don't bash people for, like, not being up to par with your achievements in charity or whatever.
Again, I think her headspace is just in a little different place than we are. Yeah. You know, it's just not in the right one.
It's like she's not there. She's just trying, I don't know.
Well, I actually have this cool, I literally found it like really quick before the show. Okay, so it says, walk away from people who put you down. Walk away from fights that will never be resolved. Walk away from trying to please people who will never see your worth. The more you walk away from things that poison your soul, the healthier you will be. So I understand if Lisa decides to walk away because there's like maybe too much toxicity for her, and maybe there's something new that's gonna, you know, come about.
So does that mean stir up a bunch of drama before you leave?
Yeah, that's how you go. You go with a bang.
This is the grand finale.
I know,
for
I just like don't like hurting people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a
difference. She's hurting inside, so maybe it's time to
Because like hurt people. Or whatever.
I mean, they can afford it.
Why not
many
do
therapists.
It? Well, Teddy is basically throwing an event. This is the second time now that she's doing something for Vanderpump Dogs. We all look confused in the beginning because all the proceeds would go to Vanderpump Dogs. But this is the second time that Teddy is helping out Lisa Vanderpump. They're kind of talking about this, and then she gets a telephone call from Dorit about this Radar Online article. Now, if you guys watched last week, we do know that allegedly there was reports that Lisa Vanderpump was really upset at Dorit about this dog situation. It's getting brought up again. What were our thoughts about that when, you know, Dorit basically kind of is calling everybody and letting people know? I mean, I know it's out there and I know it's part of the show, but she feels like it's blowing it up.
And then
she needs a storyline.
She's playing the victim for sure. Like,
she needs a storyline somewhere.
I'm not saying she's not a victim or whatever, but I think that she's just kind of playing her cards where she can.
It almost feels like that, right? We have to like the Radar Online article. I mean, it's not the most credible outlet, but I mean, there is some truth to some of these stories. But she's just making calls and kind of blowing it up a little bit.
Yeah, she's definitely searching for like opinions. You know what I mean?
why does she do it at a table and not to Lisa personally? I thought they resolved their issues. Like,
well, that's what I was confused about, because she said that she didn't want to talk to Lisa Vanderpump about it because she felt like Lisa Vanderpump was the one that put it out. But would you guys go and just tell Lisa like what's going on versus not because you're upset?
How would you handle this?
Depends on how good of a friend. I would have called her right
away.
I actually probably would have wanted to meet her face-to-face because, you know, I like to see people's reactions and, like, body language. Yeah. So I probably would have just, like, asked her out to eat and then went from there.
And have it filmed so that we could be transparent with what's going on.
Exactly.
But instead,
to me, I just think it's very weird that Lisa's not showing up to a lot of these things. And, like, even the same day as, like, the Vanderpump Dogs, like, thing or whatever, like, she didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she's guilty, that's why. It's that clear. She can't face all these things. She can do the most important ones, which is the wedding, where she makes, you know, sexual jokes and makes light of things. But
the vacation.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you cannot sit at a table with these women because you're wrong. Anything you get confronted with, it's going to blow up in your face because you're wrong.
And when it's multiple people all saying the same
thing. Do you feel like they're ganging up on her? And now she feels like alone.
I think that that's a cop-out. Like, oh, you're ganging up on me. Well, then don't do things like that.
And
then
I'd be like, defend yourself. Like, you know what? I'm this and this and this. And like,
she can't, though.
She just, like, I know that she can't handle confrontation, it looks like, because she always walks away.
When she's wrong.
What do you guys think's
wrong
better?
Or right?
Not showing up or just, like, straight lying to your face? Like, what do you guys think? Like, not showing up? Like, not showing up?
Uh-huh.
Or just, like, showing up and lying?
That it's worse? Which one's worse?
What do you guys think would have been
lying
worse?
Lying is always worse.
Lying.
Always showing up and lying. Yeah, that's worse.
But going back to what I was saying about the Dorit thing, I feel like Dorit should have just talked to Lisa Vanderpump and said, is this article something you planted versus calling Teddy, you know?
It's almost exactly what happened with the dog.
Yeah.
Like, just call
it's happening
the person
in a different way.
But
again,
maybe they're not really truly friends, because if you're truly friends, you're going to call her and say, hey, girlfriend, can we meet? Let's have lunch. Pay for my bill, you know, after you hurt me or whatever. Yeah. You know what it is?
I think, because the women are falling out, and you know when you go through the fallout process, the respect level goes lower and lower
and
lower.
And then it just blows up, and then it's done.
And then it always blows up. But this event that we're talking about is the women's cycle. Everybody shows up except for Lisa Vanderpump, you know, and Vanderpump Dogs got there late, right? So basically, her not showing up at all, she should have shown up, right?
That looked really unprofessional.
Yeah. We needed at least one representative from Vanderpump Dogs to say something.
Well, there was that chick with the pink gate.
That was setting up the little fence.
It's a marketing assistant that goes out there and has to do events.
I'm talking about one of the Johns should have been there.
I know. I'm really... There was literally nobody there, except for
the dogs are cute, though.
Like, don't you guys think that one of the Johns should have been there?
Yes.
100%.
Like a representative. I mean, one person like assembling some fence is not somebody that's really there for Vanderpump Dogs.
It was pink, so I guess everybody knew.
And this
was
high.
It was a pink gate.
100% of the proceeds.
Maybe they were sending a message like, don't go. This isn't important. Show Teddy that this is not important.
That's very true, yeah.
Well, but it's only because they're not friends. But if they were friends, she would be there. Do you think?
Oh, yes,
yes,
or no? Kyle?
Yes, exactly.
It was Kyle doing this for sure.
Yeah.
Did we like Lisa Rinna's pants?
What were on them?
It was the pills.
Oh,
I didn't know what it was.
They were funny, but
I didn't know what it was.
I wouldn't wear those.
No.
I was like, she's like, look at my butt. I'm like, okay.
It's adorable. She's owning it.
She's laughing at herself.
Like, yeah, it's cute.
I mean, it was kind of cool to see all the women. There's so much drama going on, but to see them on the cycles and just enjoying their day, it's also nice to kind of take a break from all the tension, because the women genuinely look happy when they're all together when Lisa Vanderpump is not around.
Right.
You know, imagine Lisa being there. I mean, I kind of don't picture her being there, really.
Then I wonder if they're going to bring, like, Brandy back or something.
I hope they do. I love Brandy.
Well, yes.
We see Brandy comes back. Scorpio.
Yes.
Oh, is Brandy a Scorpio?
Yeah. She is.
I love it.
Well, that's a hardcore fan. Yes. Before we go any further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, and we want to thank you guys as well.
Hey guys, so before we move on to our next topic, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being the ESPN of TV Talk, and continue to help grow AfterBuzz TV. If you are on YouTube right now, please give us 2 thumbs up. and hit the subscribe button. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter what, no matter where you are, please leave a comment so you can get involved in our conversation. We absolutely love to have you guys get involved. And we love for you all to be a part of AfterBuzz TV. It's meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate all your support. We are doing what we love, and don't forget to tell your friends and family, and please keep enjoying our shows.
Yes. We love reading your comments, and thank you guys for all your support. I read the comments weekly, and they've been showing us so much love, so thank you guys so much. Make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV. Now, after the SoulCycle class, we go to the dinner, actually lunch, at Fig and Olive. Have any of you been there?
No. Yeah, and in New York. It's really good.
Tell me, how is it? How is it? Because it's one of the restaurants in LA I do want to go to.
It's good, but, I mean, the one in New York's better. And
really? Is it Italian?
No, it's kind of like tapas, okay. But like really small food, but everything's good.
Small portions.
Small portions.
Yes, because they advertise so many of the restaurants in LA, and I think for some of our podcast listeners and watchers, not a lot of people get to come to LA to actually see it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my to-dos. One of the Lisa Renner's to-dos was to basically out the fact that she feels like it was Lisa Vanderpump that put this out in the press.
Yeah. She kind of planted the seed for all of them to agree.
She was, and let's just talk about this, because I feel like Kyle kind of got ganged up there a little bit. I mean, everybody feels like Kyle is the only one that could talk to Lisa Vanderpump. Really?
I feel like there's certain people that just can't be talked to or told that they're wrong, and I feel like Lisa Vanderpump is one of them. I love her, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like Kyle's in a very, very tough position because she's like one of the closest to her.
I know, but you to know go what I mean? Around and to make it her life's job to do that?
She did go a little too far. And
no,
remember,
I think she went too far because she just had PTSD over the freaking Fig and Olive lunch, you know what I mean? Because she kind of went in there, not biased, and we'll get there.
It was almost like impulsive.
It was impulsive. And then what I was going to say is that during the lunch, everybody was just kind of, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts about this? Because it's just so much. I mean, Doreen was in the corner really trying to, you know, she was crying. She was crying. She was upset. She talked.
They were all like, oh my God.
It reminds me. Well, I'm going to give the psychology version. I probably won't do that. But
give it to us.
Everyone's crazy.
Like, what is going on here?
They all have to heal in different ways. And if they don't heal, they're going to act like that and just gossip and
That's everyone in LA.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Heal your soul,
please. It reminded me of, like, a sorority sister dinner where it's like, okay, we all drink, you know, Chardonnay for the first time. Like, so, you have to talk to her because she's not right and, like, blah, blah, blah. It's
McMean
like...
girl.
It was very messy.
It was messy. That's just what it looked like. Like, just all agree on something. They were just, I think, on their high horses, just all, you know, powered up by each other.
And Lisa wasn't there, so it gave them even more, like,
can't
courage.
Can't you have conversations about, like, what good movie's out, what restaurant is it? Why do you have to always talk about one
Denise
person?
Denise tried.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see, I like her. Yeah.
I love Denise.
She tried.
Me too, she's so cute.
I think she's trying to find her role also, because no one wants to come on Housewives and just be on one season. You gotta keep going, and I feel like with Denise, she's trying to find her placing here.
And there's
the women.
So much drama. She like, and she's new.
Do you think she's gonna
like, you know,
last
I would be like, oh my gosh,
show.
Yeah,
I think she will because she's Denise Richards.
Well, she's also bringing Brandy later on in the season.
Yay.
So
love it.
I think for her bringing somebody on that's a former housewife, that's also going to help her.
I feel like she's going to warm up like towards the end of the season for sure. I think she'll still be on.
There has to be something going on with her, but with this Radar Online article, this creature. I mean, they use the person that planted this article used the word poor creature, which is a Lisa Vanderpump kind of word.
She said it before.
Let's just, like, clear the air here. Did Lisa Vanderpump do this article for Radar Online? Yes or no?
Well, first off, what is poor creature to the people
like,
who
oh,
are
no, just no, no, it's like, oh, this no, poor little creature, like, this poor baby, like, this poor little guy. You know, but then when she was... Oh, man, we'll break it up.
Okay, yes. So I mean, to anybody could mean like, rah.
No, but
like
she said that before. No, but she's that's definitely her word. Just like,
so yes or no, let's not avoid the question
Okay, so are we just going to say yes or no?
We're just a yes or no.
Can we explain why we say
yes,
our answer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I think she did it, and this is why.
Okay. It was Lisa Vanderpump in Villa Rosa with the champagne glass.
See, no, it was Lisa Vanderpump manipulating with one of her people. I think that she used someone else to call in, like Blizzard or whoever, just to say, hey, so by the way, X, Y, and Z, and Lisa just handed them a check and said, shh, no, don't tell anyone, you know? And this is what you say to the press, because a lot of times you could just use someone else to talk.
Well, Erica did say that there was only a handful of people, 10,
yeah,
that knew about this story. And
yeah. Well, she could make it 11.
Exactly. What are your thoughts?
I think she knew that.
You think she
did it? I hate saying that because I love Lisa so
I
much.
I love her too.
Lisa, don't hate me. I know, seriously, I love her so
she
much.
She doesn't watch.
But yeah, yeah, I think she did it.
You do?
Mm-hmm, I do. Okay.
All I have to say is, John Blizzard, go pick up the poo-poo.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's all you're good for. No, Cynthia, really, do you think she did it?
That's all I have to say.
Aww,
I will not answer.
You think she did.
Because I know you love Lisa.
I love Lisa, too, but that doesn't mean she can't tell us.
So that means that she thinks yes, because she didn't want
to
say no.
And also, why would you go to TMZ literally right after so that you have kind of like your own little alibi, but we know that you could call two people also? Yeah.
I feel like no, she didn't. I feel like someone else is framing her.
Oh, framing.
So you're basically framing her. Well, that's another
theory.
Are you serious? You mean that?
She's so
Cynthia,
serious.
Cynthia, do you mean that? Really?
I feel like somebody is going
like
to...
hardcore.
Because Ken is going to find out. I have this like...
Ken's going to find out.
Oh, you think Ken's going to like initially find out
who did it? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think Ken just... listens to Lisa and is like, yeah.
With the dog and Jiggy and just carrying
well, you're not a friend.
Yeah, get out.
Didn't he tell her about those text messages and he had a printout and he...
Yeah, but there were only certain pieces of the printouts, remember?
But that's a start.
I love it. By the way, for our podcast listeners, everybody's faces are so stressed out by answering this. This is what happens at After Buzz.
I was cold,
I'm invoicing you, Lisa Vanderpump.
But, like, that's the beauty of our show, is that everybody has a different opinion, and I haven't shared mine, so that we're just going to skip through that.
Thomas.
I have to kind of agree with Jen here. I don't think Lisa Vanderpump did it. Let's put it that way. I don't think that she did it. Okay. But maybe someone in her circle presented it.
I think she's behind it.
But that's
a part of it.
She had somebody do the dirty work.
She didn't do it. She didn't do it.
She had someone else do her dirty work.
Okay,
yeah, she didn't do it.
I'm not going back on my word. I'm just going to say I believe that she's a part. I don't think she's specific. I think she's definitely a part of it. For sure.
The live chat. We have to bring this up.
I know. Can we bring that up? I want to know what everybody else thinks.
We need a computer to do it or something.
This was one of the biggest episodes in a very long time. We're talking seasons.
Thank God.
This was the big one.
It's so annoying.
So I can't wait to see what everybody's talking about. Yes. So basically, Dorita's still upset. I think at this point, everybody is just so confused. They don't know what's going on. But we've basically said here tonight at the studio that we think that Lisa didn't do it, but somebody in her camp was behind it.
Yeah, but also I think she did it through someone in her camp.
Through someone in her camp.
Yeah, I think she said exactly how she wanted the article to say through someone else, and she might have even sat in on the phone call, but I don't think she physically said the words.
The words.
To Radar Online.
Well, we're getting closer to this climatic ending. Before we get there... this new Sharon girl. I mean, she kind of came out of left field.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who else is this?
House was sick. Everything about her, like, is interesting because it kind of came out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, it was very random.
Because I knew what Kyle was wearing during that dramatic scene, but then I'm like, that's not Lisa's house. I don't know where she's going, but I already like this Shannon woman, and I feel like that's kind of Bravo's way to bring in a new character.
Maybe.
Because clearly Homegirl has a lot of money.
She was fab.
That house was insane.
That's not a house that you just, oh, well.
That was insane.
She's not a Dorit. Like, she's got money for sure.
Erica Jane status?
Probably. Yep. Well, in different ways. Yeah. In different ways.
But same Erica, level. Yeah. Same level.
Yeah,
I think.
same, but different.
So then we basically find out that.
You're like,
The women reconvene back into this house, and Lisa Vanderpump has gone to TMZ to clear up any confusion, which now we can kind of go into it a little bit more. She kind of just said to TMZ that...
I put my life on the line for her.
Yeah.
I defended her.
That's a great no, I like exactly. Lisa.
I'm really good with accents, just saying.
Yes, but... It was just so convenient, I guess, that she called TMZ right away. You know, she didn't even let the article breathe.
She said she didn't properly read the article either. Well, if there's an article and you're supposedly saying, sorry, Jen, if you're supposedly saying something about someone, why wouldn't you read the entire article word for word to know what you are saying about someone? Yeah. Why wouldn't you read the whole thing?
She used it so much in her argument. Like, no, I couldn't have done this because I went to TMZ, so you can't say that I didn't do this. Like, why does that matter? She's using that.
She's almost like telling on herself in her
in her language. Yeah, exactly. She's telling what it kinda seems like.
Well, right now we're just going to get right into our tweets. We're going to go through them one by one here. Mm-hmm. We know that you guys have a lot to say, and we're gonna read them off one by one before we get into this dramatic ending, which they made us wait, so our viewers and listeners are gonna wait. This one's from our super fan Kieran Thomas. Teddy is acting like LVP was at the first charity ride they did in July. Had they spoken to her, they'd realize she was waiting on HRES 401 announcement the same morning. That's all facts.
So what?
Yeah, wait.
So she can't go to, she can't go, wait.
Well, I don't know.
She can't ride the charity ride because she was waiting that same morning?
No, I think what he's saying is that Teddy is acting like, because I guess Lisa didn't go to the first one. So the fact that she didn't go to the second one.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, but she's making it seem like a big deal. And okay, I know that Kieran is not really a huge fan of Teddy's.
At Housewives Guy, I like your name. Let's be real clear. At Teddy Mellencamp has done much more for Vanderpump Dogs than host a couple of measly fundraisers here and there. Yeah, we agree on that. And just because they raised a couple thousand, that's still a couple thousand. Mm-hmm. That's really sad.
Yeah. Okay.
Lee passed away. So let's just say, Lee Roswell is someone who's, sorry, she's really important in the world. I love her.
Okay, so it says there wouldn't be a story to plant in the first place had Dorit not abandoned a dog at a kill shelter.
Yep. All facts.
This whole season would have just...
Oh my gosh, this is perfect for me. I love Princess Jasmine.
She's so cute.
Okay. So
oh my gosh.
I can't see that far.
I thought she said the C word. But...
She says the F word.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
okay, it says Brandon Fulin. Excuse me if I'm butchering that. Dorit is such a beep.
Dolt?
I thought that was the C word, it says so it's dolt. Better than that.
Dolt.
I don't know what dolt
radar
means.
Even a reliable tabloid? Go, girl, go away.
Princess Jasmine. Yes. Like,
I love Princess Jasmine.
Princess anyways, Jasmine telling a lie.
Like she's doing the dab.
Yeah.
This one comes from BM Fluin 1.
That's the same person.
Yes.
R-H-O-B-H. And it all becomes about Lisa Vanderpump. These girls cannot breathe or function without mentioning her name.
That's my mood.
That's a mood.
Right. Bart Simpson.
Yes. Goddess 7N, hold the F up. Teddy knows both Johns and been doing business with them. Mm-hmm. And then picture of a snake.
Ooh. Okay, this one is from LE2028-2008.
Oh, wow.
I'm done with Kyle, Teddy, Rena, Erica, and Dorit. Every time I see them on camera, it makes my stomach turn, and they are all so phony and fake, blah. If LVP leaves the show, I'm done watching.
Interesting. Exactly. Interesting.
Oh, we got
this
Portia.
This is by Terry. Am I the only one who gets irritated when Teddy comes on the TV screen? I really liked her before this whole tired storyline.
Honestly, I like Teddy more now, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I hate this storyline.
Yeah,
the storyline needs to end.
It's kind of getting repetitive. Thank you guys for your tweets. We love this segment. We love that the show is very interactive. And I think it's time to just get right into the ending of this episode with Kyle in the Range Rover to Lisa Vanderpump's house. Now, when she walked in there, Lisa Vanderpump was super, super happy.
She was smiley, happy.
I've never seen her greet somebody that happy before, and everything just went to the left in minutes.
Kyle was stressed. She practically skipped to the door.
Yeah,
she was so happy.
You know, because of what, you know, passing of the dog law and everything. I think she was just in a good spirit, and everything just turned. So let's just get right into it.
Okay, so I know it's easier said than done by saying, oh, if I was there or if I do this, I'm going to do it this way. When you're in the heat of moment of something, like, it just turns out how it turns out. And I think that it just all went south really quickly. Because I think Kyle, there's so much emotion involved.
And
I think
history.
That, yeah, so much emotion and history. And then, like, Kyle's not trying to, like, make her mad because she still wants to be her friend, but she doesn't believe her. But I commend Kyle for staying true and, like, standing up for herself. Like, that's a lot, especially in, like, Lisa's house. Like,
do you feel like her delivery was one-sided where Kyle was almost, like...
Kyle was, like, just
talking at her.
Yeah, she was talking at her versus sharing her opinion about, you know, if she's going to go there and vouch for all these women, I think that the way that she said it would seem just like, you're a liar.
I think that was mixed with frustration.
And she was nervous. Like, she probably just wanted to talk about it and get it out there.
But also, when you've been having so many people yell at you about a subject, it's like, okay, I have to stand my ground. Kind of like if you're going to talk to an ex-boyfriend, like, I'm going to stand my ground. Like, I know exactly what, you know, like, it's almost like she's in this abusive relationship with LVP, and we've said this forever. You know, that she doesn't know how to act, and she's finally, like, standing up for herself. Yeah. Because she was just being attacked, and she, or, you know.
Being attacked by the other women.
By the other women. So it's like, okay, I can't let LVP bulldoze me in this.
I know. I think she's also trying to do it to prove a point, too, to the girls.
She is.
And she's trying to prove a point to the women, and look how it ended up. Like,
yeah,
what do you think, Tommy?
I don't think that Kyle should have went there and done that. I really don't.
By herself or at all?
I don't think she should have done that at all.
Oh, I don't think she should have either.
I agree. Because it would have been better if Dorit just did that. Because at the end of the day, the problem stems from Dorit and Lisa, and Dorit feeling like Lisa planted the article. So for Kyle to go, it's like...
Maybe a producer said that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I personally think that Kyle...
The episode was just a little too boring. They had to throw it. Go to Lisa's.
Go to Lisa's house.
Just go. See what happens.
Just go right now.
The girls say a lot. You guys have to... agree and come at her, and no,
but
that's not.
Don't
you
think
do.
It would have been a different situation if Dorit was there? Like, if Dorit would have went instead of Kyle.
I just think Dorit's that everybody should be sitting down together and just say, like, I feel this way, just hash everything out.
They're not going to. I think it
just
should have just been the
show
two.
And just
let Lucy
defend herself. Lucy's gone.
Let's just do that.
I just feel like you can't put all of the blame on Lisa. You have to have Dorit there, because Miss Lucy, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Dorit. So if you had Dorit and Lisa in the whole conversation with Kyle, but I don't think that Kyle just went there to, like, stir up. I think she I think she was actually really trying to be her friend at that moment and tell her what was going on. But I feel like Lisa was attacking her. And that's what happens when you're in the middle of everything. You always get blamed and you always get attacked.
I agree,
which,
Cynthia.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Lisa felt a little off guard.
She was
off guard, too. You know, like,
reacting.
Oh, you show up to my house and then you just kind of...
Because she's in the wrong. She was in the wrong. Yes. Like,
so what do you guys think about, like, Ken and... How Ken and Lisa handled it?
They felt attacked, so they were, you know...
In their own house,
yelling.
Too.
But
that was a bad, bad choice.
No. No matter what, no matter where you are, like, you're coming at someone with something that they really did wrong. They were not in the right at all. And maybe they did call that publication and didn't think that they were going to get caught. Yeah. So I think that they're just being like, oh, you're wrong. You're never our friend. Goodbye. And, like...
It's almost like just useless, useless screaming and... Get out.
But do you feel like when they're, like, passionate, when you love your friend that much, like, you don't know how to, like, talk?
No, I think that Lisa would have showed more passion if she wasn't guilty.
And love. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? 100%. Yeah. If she wasn't guilty, she would not have let Kyle leave there without without her thinking that way. Do you, I mean, look at that. 12 years of friendship in your house, and she was just like, oh, just get out, just
but
get
Lisa
out.
Lisa was crying,
well,
right?
Yeah, well, and two is that Lisa Vanderpump has been, has gone through a lot this whole season. So also at the same time, you know, that's where the debate comes from, is that would she really have the time and energy to do something like this while grieving through her brother's loss? And, and let's put all that into perspective, because I don't know.
Maybe it'll, good point. That's a really good point.
I was going to say something, but I don't know if I want to say it.
No, say it. Say it. We got 6 minutes.
I'm going to pass on that one. Okay. I'm a smart kid.
You think she would?
So anyways, kids, moving on
so
to the next
Amanda
subject.
So Amanda thinks that she would. And you know what? Maybe would. Some people would.
I'm not going to say what I was saying.
I felt bad for Kyle, to be honest. I felt like there were going to be tears.
Yeah, me too.
I felt really upset. I felt like we just literally watched a friendship break up.
She didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve that. But I mean, what else did you think was going to happen?
It took a lot of courage.
Her delivery was just not what I wish Kyle's delivery would have been.
It
was
so on point, Thomas.
It was more like that versus it being like a neutral thing. It was like more pointing the fingers, and I knew what Kyle was trying to do.
She was trying to walk on eggs. She was trying to ease into it.
She felt a lot of pressure from it, but she wasn't handling it well, I think, you know? And I know that in the confessionals, she looks back and she's like, I wish, you know? And I feel for her, so... All in all, I thought it was just a very sad situation.
It was the way it turned out, though.
Those heels, I have to say.
I didn't like
really
her heels.
Cute. Really?
I like it looked like they were uncomfortable to walk in.
Probably are.
Yeah.
Her hat.
Do we think that Ken should have talked to Kyle that way?
No.
At all.
Well, that's how he talks, especially when they're
But that's
in the wrong.
Not talking. That's like talking at someone.
Yeah, that's
like
what he does.
So he had not been there at all?
I think that he walked in at the wrong time, and I think that Lisa should have said, okay, hang on, let's finish talking.
She tried.
Yeah. And then, but I felt like Kyle got ganged up on for sure, and it was just like, oh, see your way out, like bot. Like, it was just so disrespectful. It was just, the whole thing was just very, everything about it was horrible.
So fast.
Everything about it
I
was bad.
I think at that moment, I truly felt happy life, happy wife, how he was defending her.
Oh, yeah.
He was defending her.
Yeah.
Which I commend. Yes. For that, but
do we have any more things to say about this explosiveness?
Oh my god.
It should have been longer. I've been bored. This is all I've wanted, and I can't wait if someone throws a drink next week.
And you want
let's get into prediction.
Do we think this is the top five most explosive fights on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Because I think it's pretty up there.
I think that I don't.
No.
I feel like
no.
There's been fights that have been way more like blasphemy.
Oh, the glass.
Yeah, I think it's just the point that it's like.
Did you ever talk about my husband?
Well, I think it's just somebody standing up to Lisa Vanderpump, like, let alone it being Kyle. Like, that's crazy. Like, somebody standing up to Lisa Vanderpump in her own home, like, literally telling her to her face, like, I think you're lying.
Well, I know for 100% fact that our comment box is going to be lit, and our best episodes on AfterBuzz TV are episodes when Bravo Housewives is crazy. So let's get into some predictions.
Oh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
All right.
Oh, boy. Well, I think the women are going to find out about this whole debacle, and Kyle clearly tells the women, and I think Dorita is going to feel a little guilty that she didn't go and talk to Lisa Vanderpump, and Kyle had to go.
I think she thinks she's dodged a bullet.
Well, yeah, she definitely did. My prediction.
Yeah.
My prediction is there's going to be even a bigger fight next week, so that'll be fun for us to watch. Not fun for them. I really hope that Sharon, right? That's her name?
Yes.
I hope that Sharon
Sharon.
So I hope Sharon stays around and we know more about her.
Yes.
And maybe next season she's holding a diamond. Maybe they're setting her up to be the new LVP because LVP is going to be gone.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
well, she's
going to
be working on the jewelry, and Kyle is always bringing up her business ventures.
Right. Want to see more looks? Want to see more cars? Want to see more fashion? Want to see more bags, jewelry, diamonds? All this, planes, jets, trips. Need it all. Need the boats. That's what I want to see.
Yes.
Fights. I need something thrown across the room. Someone on a table. Maybe a dance show. Maybe something with Andy and his son. I just want something more than these stupid dogs. I'm sorry. I love dogs. I love animals. But this is just something like beating a dead horse. It's
beating
just
a dead
over
dog.
And over. Yeah, man. Like, over and over again. Like, there's just constantly. And it's like, I can't. I just want my Real Housewives back.
Yes.
We're shopping.
My prediction is that there's going to be a massive fight next week between massive all fight. The ladies.
Can't
I think
wait.
That, I think that Kyle's going to go back and tell all of them, and then like maybe Dorit will feel bad. I don't know.
I hope she cries though.
We'll figure that. We'll see that one. But I really think that there's going to be a huge blow up fight between everybody next week.
Yes, Cynthia.
I feel like Brandy's going to come into the next episode.
I would love that.
I would be so happy.
She needs to.
Yes.
I would be so happy.
And stir up the drama.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh. There's more drama to come this season. I can already feel it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on Tuesday night. We're so excited that you guys are super fans like us. We had like the best discussion tonight.
Yeah.
Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram under CynthiaNicole5.
You can find me on Instagram, makeup_Mandy with an I, and on Twitter, _makeupMandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, watch my show on YouTube. It's called Two Besties Together. Follow me on social media at Thomas Erlina, and we will be here next week to talk about all of the drama. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.